Dark Horse Art Bar is Madison's newest live music venue and art gallery on East Washington Avenue. Check out these upcoming events at the Dark Horse. Little Earthquakes, Saturday, June 25th. Little Earthquakes is Madison's blender mix of musical styles and local artists with far-off memories of their time smoking with Superman. Little Earthquakes, Saturday, June 25th. Dark Horse Art Bar and Gallery, 756 East Washington Avenue. Find them online at darkhorsemadison.com.
Devil Radio programming is produced live in the Solidarity Realty Studios. Find them at solidarityrealty.com. Solidarity Realty, there is an alternative.
Matt Flynn Direct is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down.
Oh, yeah. Tell him the guy's going to cut him down. Gracious, hey, welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. I'm Stu Daniels filling in for Matt today on this Monday, June 20th, the federal holiday for Juneteenth Day. And we've been discussing quite a few things this morning so far during our first hour. Welcome to hour two now, a few minutes after 7 o'clock. Hope you're having a good day so far. And some of the things we've been discussing are what's coming up this weekend at Summerfest. And by the way, if you have any opinions on Summerfest, or if there are certain acts that you're looking forward to, or even certain foods that you're looking forward to, feel free to give me a call. I'm always happy to talk about Summerfest, 844-967-2789. That starts on Thursday. We also talked about Bernie Sanders coming to Wisconsin Friday, this past Friday, to support the striking workers at CNH Industrial. We talked about the Wisconsin angle on the January 6th insurrection. Next hearing coming up tomorrow. And Mike Lee, Senator, talking about the polling done by Fox News, where more than 60% of the respondents support an assault weapons ban, and more than 80% support raising the age for someone to buy an assault weapon to 21. And Senator Mike Lee says, well, those must be ignorant Americans who support those, or who are responding to those polls. Unbelievable. 844-967-2789. Now, imagine being a student in school, maybe you're 14 or 15 years old, and you're starting to realize that you have some questions about what's going on in your life. You want to go to your counselor at school, your guidance counselor, talk to them. Maybe you think that you are a candidate for transitioning, for being a trans person, okay? But can you go to your guidance counselor? Can you talk to your guidance counselor about what you're thinking? Well, you may have heard about this story going on, MPS, Milwaukee Public Schools. This is from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. It says, protesters demand MPS fire an anti-trans guidance counselor and better support trans students. School counselor Marissa Darling, who publicly insisted no transgender students would transition under her watch, is now on administrative leave from Milwaukee Public Schools pending an internal investigation, according to board president Bob Peterson. Some say the district should go further. About 40 teachers, students, and community members led by the Black Educators Caucus marched from district offices to Darling's home on Saturday, chalking their demands for the district to better support trans students, as some called for Darling to be fired. Quote, as educators, we can't be oppressing the youth, said Olympia Garcia, an incoming teacher at Reagan High School. Quote, That's part of our job description, to support them and not to oppress them, end quote. Darling made the remarks at an April 23rd anti-trans rally outside the state capitol. Who would even hold an anti-trans rally? And Darling introduced herself by name and occupation on a microphone before stating, quote, "Not a single one of my students under my blank watch will ever transition socially, and sure as hell not medically. Absolutely not." That's her quote. She went on to say, "Blank transgenderism, blanket." I wish I could say the word. But anyway, you know what the word is, right? That's her view of transgenderism in general and transgender kids. Days later, the State Department of Public Instruction notified Darling it was investigating whether there were grounds to revoke her educator license for, quote, immoral conduct based on her remarks. The investigation is still open. And in an interview on Friday, Peterson said MPS had launched its own internal investigation of potential misconduct, and he believed Darling was put on leave Wednesday, the last day of school for students in her building, Allen Field Elementary, on the south side. And before we go on in this story, let's go to the phones. I do believe we have Dick from Madison. Hey, Dick, what do you have to say today?
Good hearing you again, Stu.
Oh, thank you.
Well overdue happy holiday.
Yeah.
The state level stuff with Evers and the election for governor, you know, the way I look at him, they better really, he's not really good like Biden, in my opinion, at blowing his own horn, but it needs to be blown. One of the things that I think is really interesting he did in a four-year term is take public education and move it back into the top 10.
Yeah.
And, oh, gee whiz, a guy knows how to spend federal money on education as opposed to the last guy that beat up on the teachers for the whole 8 years and took money away from public education. I think it's pretty astounding that he was able to pull that off. Hey, what, did we move up 8 or 9 points nationally?
Yeah. I mean, as far as I know, Wisconsin had always been in the top 10 up until Scott Walker came along, and then we dropped to the middle of the pack. Is that what your understanding is?
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
And for him to reverse their field with that in 4 years just shows what can be done. And then you might ask whoever the Republican is, I don't know who it's going to be, you got any plans to get any of the Foxconn money back?
Yeah, wouldn't that be something?
Yeah, wouldn't it?
And I think that is remarkable what Governor Evers has been able to do in just a couple of years as far as putting the state back on track and getting our education system into the top 10 once again. And a lot of Republicans, though, they're not even concerned with public education. You know, it's, as far as they're concerned, it should all be private anyway, and we should do away with public education. Hard to believe.
Yeah, that's all well and good for that crowd, but overall it doesn't suit the state well at all.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. You know, I mean, obviously one of the most important cornerstones that this country was founded on is free public education. Let's educate the public so they can make the right decisions. But I think that Republicans have a different outlook, and they think it's best just to keep everybody ignorant. And Dick, thanks for your call, by the way. If you want to join us, feel free, 844-967-2789 is the phone number. Just a little bit more on this story before we go to our next break, the story about an anti-trans guidance counselor in MPS. Her name's Marissa Darling. And according to the story, it says she could ultimately be fired, cleared of wrongdoing, or disciplined with a suspension or letter in her staff file, Peterson said, depending on the result of the investigation and legal advice through the city attorney's office. Darling did not immediately respond to a request for comment on the latest development. She's being represented by attorneys from the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, the conservative law firm that also represented students in Keele who were under investigation for not using a student's correct pronouns. Seems like the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty will run to defend any conservative who's accused of anything. And the cases come amid a flurry of Republican bills across the country targeting transgender students' participation in sports, access to health care, and ability to identify their own names and pronouns. Since Darling's initial comments in April, she has stood by her words. Outside a house listed as owned by Darling in city records, a chalk message has persisted for days. The message says, "Protect kids from trans." On Saturday, the group of protesters brought their own chalk, leaving messages outside the district's central offices before walking to Marissa Darling's house to chalk her sidewalks. Darling did not make an appearance. The group chalked messages, including, quote, "We heart all our kids." In other words, "We love all our kids," and "Protect trans kids." They edited the existing chalk, which I mentioned earlier said "Protect kids from trans." They changed that to say "Protect kids from Marissa." That's right outside her home. Part of the group was 14-year-old Devin Weber, who said they came to protest because they are a non-binary MPS student and worried about how Darling could impact trans students' well-being. Quote, "Suicide rates are much higher in trans people and trans youth. And if you have somebody who isn't supportive at all, then that's why that happens," Weber said. "When people tell you that you're wrong, that you're bad, that you're different, that's not good. That's why that happens." Elle Halo, a board member for Diverse and Resilient, speaking at the rally, said she was bullied in school and continues to fear for her life and for the lives of other Black trans women who are, quote, "targets for violence, theft, harassment, and assault." It'll be interesting to see what happens with that case, hey? Hey, stick around. We're going to take a quick break. 844-967-2789 is the phone number. Give us a call if you have any comments on what we're discussing. You are tuned in to Matt Flynn Direct.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.